The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman coming to you from parts unknown. Let's go with that. I like that. A ton of things happening in the sports world, by the way. NHL hockey, playoffs going on. The Kings absolutely rolling last night. They now have a 2-1 lead in that series. The Miami Heatian, they go about their business as well. And they rout in the second half the Indiana Pacers, taking that one 99-87. A big day in the sports world yesterday. A lot of baseball going on. French Open underway. Ray Allen had a flashback yesterday, Fred, I think, to... back in the day, he goes 4-for-4 for three-point shots in the fourth quarter, has a big 16 points and helps them out big time yesterday, Fred.
No question, and when they commit 11 turnovers in the first quarter, only down by 4 at half, I think everybody knew that in the end the Heat would win.
Yeah, just one of those days, man. Pacers got out there and played well, got the bigs going and took advantage of some things, and all of a sudden it changed quite a bit there in the second half, and the Miami Heat do what they normally do, and shut him down and got out on the break, and LeBron winds up with 26, and obviously a big day for Ray Allen too. So keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. A ton of things to talk about. Look for John Poulter about 25 minutes after the hour, baseball and some hockey to talk to him with him. But he's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
You think managing a pro soccer squad is easy? Stop what you're doing and go to fantasygold.com and prove it. With free contests and cash prizes from the world's most important soccer leagues, fantasygold.com is the perfect place to show your passion for soccer. Choose a contest, create a dream team with your favorite players within the salary cap, score points, and win. With real-time results and scoring, it's a great way to get ready for our Brazil contests in June. If you love soccer, you'll love fantasygold.com.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure Monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman coming to you from parts unknown this weekend. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Tons of things happening in the sports world at this moment. Obviously, you got French Open happening. You've got Indy 500 stuff. You've got Major League Baseball going in full throttle. You've got NBA hoop playoffs happening where the Pacers go down 2-1 to the Miami Heat yesterday. Ray Allen had a flashback, big-time clutch performance from him in the fourth quarter. Later today, Oklahoma City hopes to get themselves back into this series to a certain degree. Serge Ibaka may help. I don't know. Again, at this point, I think there's a big gap between the Spurs and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not sure how you feel, Fred, but tons of things happening in the sports world. And let's start there because I'm just going to throw some things at you. And let's start with that one. Serge Ibaka, could he make a difference? Will he be healthy enough? I mean, there's a lot of in particulars there, and I don't know the situation totally, but I would have to think more so than not, Fred, this is somewhat of a move of desperation because they're down 0-2 and they've been completely outclassed by the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, they were embarrassed in the last one, of course, 112-77. Usually, though, in a situation like this, the team that has to win will win, so I would not be totally surprised. And Oklahoma City is a 2-point favorite in this one. I would not be totally surprised if they win at home. In the end, perhaps the Spurs will win it, but I just have this hunch that tonight will be a big night for Durant and company, and if Ibaka plays, assuredly it'd be a easier night for Durant and company. It might be a fourth quarter where the old guys on San Antonio are sitting on the bench. You could see a complete turnaround in game three. They're certainly not as far apart as they are from 112-77. I don't think anybody would argue that. And you're right. So far, it's been totally a one-sided battle as San Antonio has complete control. But if Ibaka comes back and plays reasonably well and Durant takes over like LeBron takes over in the fourth quarter, I have a hunch that perhaps the Oklahoma City Thunder will get victory number one. I don't think they're going out four straight. And if they lose tonight, they're going to lose game four. So I don't think they're going to lose four straight. So I think they'll have a really good shot of winning this evening.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something here. You know, I mean, again, a series doesn't really start until somebody's won one on the visitor's court. So the Spurs have that opportunity. And like you said, if they win tonight, they can get a stranglehold on this series. If Oklahoma wins tonight, well, then there's a little bit of doubt, and all those people that have been saying, well, they're done, you know what, maybe they changed their tune a little bit. But again, ultimately, I like the Spurs in the series. I just think they have too much, more depth. It seems to me like, I don't know how you look at this, but I watch these games, and I'm watching to see what kind of an offense teams are running and what's going out there on the floor, whether guys are helping each other to put themselves in a position to have success on the offensive side as well as the defensive side. And I watch the Oklahoma City Thunder, Fred, and I'm telling you what, I don't know what offense they're running at times. And at times, I don't know if they're running an offense. I think it's a lot of one-on-one. I think it's a lot of I'm going to do this kind of thing on my own. And you can't do that. You have to trust your guys around you. I think that Westbrook, while I love the guy to death, I think he's so out of control at times that he does take himself back a few steps where, you know, one moment you look at him and he's a triple-double waiting to happen. He's one of the best players on the court. He's one of the best players in the league for that matter. And then a minute or two later, he's throwing the ball out of bounds. He's making bad decisions. He's taking quick shots. I just – there's very little rhyme or reason to what I'm seeing the Oklahoma City Thunder do on the basketball floor. And when I watch the Spurs, it's very organized. Everybody knows their role. And it seems like the coaching is much better from the Spurs than it is the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that's my observation. How do you feel?
Well, and Popovich is probably, I think most people would say, the best coach in the NBA. So that would be no argument. But I think if you have two extremely talented one-on-one players, as the Thunder happen to have, I think you use them in that way too. So, we'll see what happens tonight. I mean, you know, if Durant goes off for 44 and Westbrook goes for 33, would Andy be saying the same thing after the game is over? I don't think so. So I just think if you've got the one-on-one players, I think the other guys understand how talented Durant is and how talented Westbrook is, and they'll pass the ball. It's not like Carmelo Anthony. When he's got the ball, you know it's going to stop right there. If they make a move, one of these two guys, and you're open, you'll see the ball. So, I mean, it's not a question of them not seeing the ball. They know the other guys are going to score most of the points, and that's the way it is on a lot of teams. I grew up old enough, Elgin Baylor and Jerry West. I mean, on those teams, I'm talking about in the mid-60s, you know, Elgin would score 30 and Jerry would score 28, and the rest of the team would score, you know, 40 between them. So that's the way it is if you've got two superstars on your club. Now, San Antonio, Duncan was a superstar. Now he's a good player. Ginobili was never a superstar. He's a very good player. Parker was never a superstar. He was a good player. I just think that they've got different pieces. And because you have different pieces as a coach, you use them in different ways.
No, I agree with you. I mean, again, look, I think we're really comparing apples and oranges here at some of these things, because I personally think Kevin Durant is one of the most exciting players in the league. He sees the floor extremely well. You'll never hear me say that. But ultimately, he's a scoring-first mentality guy, whereas I heard something out of LeBron James' mouth last night that – and I saw something out of LeBron James yesterday that you see out of other guys, but – I really think it was genuine. I mean, he wants to make the great pass. I heard him after the game talking to Doris Burke, and he said, listen, Doris, I get so much excitement out of seeing my teammates make that shot. I want to make that pass. And you know what? I truly believe that about LeBron James, because there are times during a game that he defers to Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, you name it. There are absolutely times, but there are obviously also that time where he steps up and he takes the ball. And I just think you're right. I mean, the Spurs, like you're saying, not necessarily the superstar guys, but a bunch of really, really good basketball players at this point in their career. And you could make the argument that they are still superstars to a certain degree, because they have that ability to step up here and there and once in a while. And Tim Duncan can still get you 20 and 10 on any given night. Parker can get you 20 for sure. Ginobili can get you 20. But they've got a slew of guys that can do that. And I think that that's what makes the Spurs so special and makes them so good and makes them such a tough team to beat in a 4 out of 7 game series. Whereas Kevin Durant and Westbrook are going to be hot. Yeah, you're right, but are they going to be hot 4 times out of 7 games? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Whereas I think, again, consistency like in baseball, where you have to be out there and you got to be healthy. And you, unlike Ryan Braun this year for the Brewers, and that's kind of why I think they're starting to slip a little along with their pitching. But ultimately, consistency is what helps you. And it's really hard to be the star or the man every single night. And I know that Kevin Durant is more often than not. But right now, in these pressure-type situations, I'll go with that steady hand more so than the guy that can get hot and go for 40 or 50, Fred.
Well, again, you've got the best coach in the league. You've got a deeper team. There's no question about it. So the question is, does that override two superstars in Durant and Westbrook? And we'll find out how that works out. I mean, that's the reason we watch the games, because you never know. Yep. Oklahoma City's a two-point favorite. If you're a Spurs fan, jump in and jump in the other way. If you're a Thunder fan, you might be saying the home crowd will get us at least one victory here, because if we lose here and down 3-0, we're doomed, and we know that. So it's do or die, really, for the Thunder later today.
Yep, and Gigi Shuttlesworth or Ray Allen goes back and has a flashback yesterday. 4 for 4 from the three-point line in the fourth quarter, helping his team get a victory and take a 2-1 lead in that series, looking to go up 3-1 and have a commanding lead, if you ask me, and win in six. But he's Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Dorfman, parts unknown. Keep it close on the other side. Our professor of sports, John Poulter, will be joining us. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, coming to you from parts unknown this weekend. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. John Poulter. He comes to us from north of the border, Canada. He's going to be joining us in just a moment. But, Fred, you know what I was thinking about here during the break? I was looking at some of the headlines, and I'll tell you what. You know who needs to be doing what they do more often than not? And I'm talking about so that they don't get in trouble in the off season. Do you have any idea what sport I'm talking about?
Nope.
Football. No. I mean, all you look at in the headlines right now is this guy's in trouble for that, or that guy's in trouble for that. So football guys, like I've said before, I think if you look at those rosters, I swear to God, I'm not even joking right now, half, maybe more of those guys have been in trouble with the law in some way, shape, or form. So when they did us a huge favor of bringing football back a few years ago, I got news for you. They did those guys the biggest favor in the world. Kept them off the streets and kept them out of trouble, to be honest with you. Kept us in, and look, we love it, but keeps those guys out of trouble. Speaking of out of trouble, a guy that helped me out this morning so that we didn't get in trouble and we didn't give you dead air for about 40 minutes this morning, let's welcome in John Poulter from obviously north of the border, Canada. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning again, and good morning, Fred. Haven't chatted in a while.
No, I hope all is well, John, up in Canada.
Right. Yep, doing well, thanks. I hope you are too.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of doing well, Fred, your LA Kings are starting to play and do what they do, getting themselves in a position to maybe have another opportunity at winning a Stanley Cup. And the last two have been between those two teams, Chicago and the LA Kings. And we've talked about Jonathan Quick and how good he can be at times and how he can shut things down. I'll tell you what, I was watching yesterday, John, Fred, and I'm sure both you guys were watching too. And I'm watching that game, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, well, gosh, LA just is controlling this game. They are peppering Crawford, and I'll be honest with you, I felt bad for Crawford to a certain degree. I mean, to only give up four goals, I know I'm sounding a little bit crazy, but for him only to give up four goals under the heavy firing power of LA, the way that they were peppering him at times during that game, I mean, he almost did a great job, to be honest with you, only giving up four goals. I know the Blackhawks score three, and they get the one very late with only about, I think, three and a half seconds left in the game with them having an empty net. But I was just amazed at the firepower from the LA Kings. Fred, you first, and then we'll get John's interpretation.
Well, yeah, they certainly controlled the game for the entire 60 minutes. I don't think there's any question about that. Again, though, yeah, I think it ends up in the end. Jonathan Quick has never lost a seventh game, so we'll see what happens the rest of this series. He's an awfully good goaltender. The defense has certainly been up and down in front of him all season long. There are people that say this team is made for the playoffs, and let me throw it to John. Is this team, the Kings, made for the playoffs?
Well, it's certainly starting to look that way, Fred. They finished well down in the standings, so much so that they've played the first three rounds by being the non-home ice advantage team, which tells you something when you look at the talent on that team. But, you know, in addition to Quick, I think the other thing that's really made a big difference for that team is the fact that that Carter line, or what they're now referring to as the 70s line, because all guys were a number in the 70s, has basically carried that team. And the Blackhawks have not found a way to shut it down. And the other thing the Kings have done is they've found a way to get shots on the Blackhawks that teams have not been able to do all year. So it's been kind of a funny series from that standpoint. Neither team has really been all that dominant in the games between them all year. I think Chicago won all three regular season games. And I think there was one sequence late in the second period of Game 2 that kind of turned that thing around.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Again, if you have a question or anything, 1-800-878-7529. We'll try to patch you in, and you can throw something at John Poulter. If there's anybody that knows hockey, it's definitely John. So he'd love to hear from you, too. By the way, I mean, look, I guess the question is, you know, you said some things, and obviously they're going to need to do They're going to need to change things, obviously, the Chicago Blackhawks I'm talking about, to get themselves back in the position to get home ice for them. So what do they do to stop the L.A. Kings? Do they do a little bit better forechecking? I mean, how do you slow them down? It just seems like they're so quick out there and, again, create so many opportunities to have scoring chances. How do you slow that down, and how do the Blackhawks do it?
Yeah, you got to forecheck. That's sort of basics 101 in terms of when you've got a team that's playing that way. But the thing they really have to do is two things. Some of it defensively, some of it offensively. They've got to find a way to shut that Carter line down, because that's where 95% of the Kings' offense is coming from. And the second thing the Hawks have to do is to spread their own offense out a little bit. Hossa, Sharp, and Kane, all superstars in their own right, have done pretty close to nothing in the first three games. And those guys have to get rolling in order to take some pressure off that Jonathan Toews line. So I think the Hawks can do it two ways. They can sort of stifle the L.A. offense, and they can get a little bit more balanced offense themselves. Otherwise, not looking all that good. And at the end of the day, Mr. Bettman may have his dream matchup, and that's New York and L.A. in the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, I mean, two major markets. And that was what I was going to ask you real quickly. Who wins that series, L.A. or the Blackhawks?
I still think that it's going to be close, and I still think that Chicago has a good chance of winning. It's obviously going to depend on whether they can win that one game in L.A. I mean, they went to L.A. yesterday with an opportunity to win one out of two. It's now they've got to win one out of one. That's never easy. The pressure would have been a lot less if they'd won last night. But I think you're going to see a different Blackhawk team on the ice in game four. And it never surprised me to see this thing go seven games.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Hey, John, real quickly, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I want to ask you a couple quick questions about baseball, and we've only got a few minutes left in the segment. The other series, Rangers, Montreal, 2-1 right now for the Rangers. How do you think this thing shakes out?
Well, that series got very nasty very quickly in Game 3 at Madison Square. On Wednesday night, it got really, really chippy. Some nasty
hits.
Was even a fight in the game, and I can't remember the last time I saw a fight in a playoff game. Which one of the reasons I like playoff hockey is, you know, these guys play hockey; they don't do this goon stuff. So far, it's been a home ice disadvantage series. So if you look at it that way, you got to go with the Rangers. But Rangers are missing a couple of players. The Canadians losing their number one goaltender for the series. They brought in a rookie who didn't play badly in the second game, but got absolutely no help in front of him, and he played absolutely fabulously in game three and basically stole the game for them. So if he can keep that up, I can see that thing going six games minimum as well.
And at the end of the day, Rangers or Montreal?
I'd have to say right now that probably the Rangers, because they still now control home ice advantage, and Lundqvist is a better goalie than the Canadians are putting on the ice at the moment, with all due respect to the two teams. Lundqvist is just an incredible goaltender. Unfortunately, his weak spot seems to be when he doesn't face too many shots, so maybe the Canadians need to have four or five shots a game, and maybe they can put two or three of them in and win.
Again, that is John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, breaking it down, what's happening in the NHL playoffs. Let's switch gears real quickly. I've only got one quick one, and it's to both of you guys. The LA Dodgers, looking at them, they've basically been a 500 ball club. And I guess, Fred, the question is do you see this turning around? Frisco, San Francisco, 31-18. With a healthy lead, 5.5 games over your Dodgers. Why are your Dodgers average, I guess, is the question.
Not a very good defensive team. Not a very good manager. Don't even know the basic rules of baseball. The infield fly rule a couple of nights ago, as far as Puig is concerned. And last time I checked in Cuba, they played the same baseball we play here. And I learned the infield fly rule at the age of 8 in Little League. So I would assume that Puig should have learned it in Cuba. That goes on the manager. That goes on the entire management team. So I think this is going to be a down year for the Dodgers. I just sense it. And a lot of it has to do with karma, being blacked out here in Los Angeles, 72% of us. They're greedy, the organization, and we'll see how that works out. But I think it's bad karma, the Dodgers, in 2014.
John, in about 30 seconds or less, your take on the Dodgers, why are they average?
I think Fred summed it up pretty well. I think the surprise in that division is probably Colorado, who kind of came out of nowhere and have pushed the Dodgers down a little bit. I always thought the Giants would come back. I think we chatted about that in spring training. They've done a good job in rebuilding that team. So I think it's a combination of things, bad Dodger play, good Giant play, and a surprising Colorado play.
Sounds great, John. Appreciate it as always. A wealth of knowledge. Appreciate you helping me in the first hour. Have a great weekend, or the remaining of it, Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if you are doing anything special, but appreciate you hanging out with us and taking a little extra time in the first hour for me.
My pleasure as always. Enjoyed it immensely, and we'll look forward to chatting next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports. On the other side, Fred and I get back into duking things out. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Make your small business even smarter with ADT Security Services. Through June 1st, get $250 instant savings on select ADT business packages. Improve your operations with 24/7 burglary monitoring, remote climate and lighting control, secure real-time video, and more. Call *ADT from your cell phone. That's *238 ADT. Our business is helping your business. 36-month monitoring contract required. For applicable terms and conditions and full list of license numbers, visit ADT.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. A lot going on in the sports world, by the way. Tons of things happening. Whether it's French Open tennis, Indy 500, Major League Baseball, always going on, as you know. It's like a marathon, not a sprint. NBA playoffs, Pacers, Heat, 2-1 now, Miami Heat. And if they can get that 3-1 lead, I think they're in control. Really do. Maybe in control already at this point, to be honest with you. And then the Oklahoma City Thunder have a big opportunity to maybe change some people's minds. Maybe put a little doubt in the San Antonio Spurs. I don't know. I think the Spurs are a well-oiled machine. So I don't think they fear anybody, to be honest with you, Fred. I think they may have a down game, but ultimately I think they just have better players, deeper throughout that bench. And you know, you alluded to not having a superstar or whatnot. I kind of beg to differ. I mean, Tony Parker makes everybody look bad at the end of the day, for the most part. And I know, look, he's not necessarily making Russell Westbrook look bad, but at moments, Russell Westbrook does look pretty awful. And I think that that has to do with the amount of pressure that not only Tony Parker, but all the Spurs are putting on them. And again, the games have been decisive to a certain degree. So I think the Spurs right now are very confident. They're a very confident bunch. And, you know, you talked about that number being 2 or 2.5. And ultimately, I think there's a reason for it. I think it's going to be another tight. I mean, this one will be tight, but I do think it's anybody's ball game. And, you know, I give a slight edge to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, they're playing at home, number one. And Serge Ibaka comes back. Well, I'll tell you what, if that doesn't get him lifted and ready to play, nothing's going to get him ready to play at this moment, Fred.
And the crowd, and the fact that, you know, you just have a hunch that Durant just might have a big game, and I'm talking about a 40-pointer or something like that. And I see nobody stops him. I mean, it's just a question. You know, they can put two or three guys on him, you know, at different times during the game, but nobody can really stop Durant. He's either going to put the ball in or he's not. And, you know, if he starts off quickly, if he starts off fast, hitting, you know, four of his first five or something, we could see a 40-point game for Durant tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. I am, because of the fact that you do have the two superstars on that club. You would have had three or 2.5 if they hadn't made the ridiculous move a few years ago to save a few bucks. Not that Harden is a superstar, but he's pretty close. And the three of them, I think, would have beaten San Antonio. The two of them, we'll see if they can beat San Antonio. And it all depends tonight. If they lose tonight, they're down 3-0, and they're going to lose game four. And so it all depends tonight. It is do or die for the Oklahoma City Thunder this evening.
Yeah, they're definitely in a must-win situation. And again, you know, it's going to take a huge effort from guys like Durant and Westbrook. And they're going to need Cephalosha. They're going to need Ibaka, again, if he does wind up playing, how effective he will be. You know, no one will really know, but we'll have to see it. Somebody's going to have to step up for them and, you know, maybe get a guy like Lamb to get a few more minutes or something. I don't know, because at this point, again, I think that the separation, in my humble opinion, it is bigger than you think. And I think the Spurs have a big advantage. They think they can beat this team probably four games in a row. And again, whether that happens or not is another thing. Hey, I want to ask you about this, because you've talked about this before. It's about your guy, Ed O'Bannon. And in that case, a federal judge Friday had denied motions by the NCAA that would delay the trial on an antitrust suit by the former UCLA basketball player, Ed O'Bannon. There are others as well. But that's going to go forward next month in California, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's set for June 9th in Oakland, California. Talk a little bit about that, Fred.
Well, you know, as I've said on this show and other shows, you know, I think if you're going to college and you're getting a scholarship, certainly you probably need more than $200 a month on the side. So if you can raise it to $300, fine. But it's not that easy to give everybody more money because there are a whole slew of sports. In fact, most of the sports outside of football and basketball, and in some cases basketball, they all lose money. All the women's sports lose money. Most of the men's sports lose money. So for people to say the NCAA makes this and the school makes this, if you take a look at how many dollars most of the schools really make, the majority of schools lose money from athletics. Okay, that's on one side. So what I'm saying is that when you're in college, I think that they have a right to use your images. I think they should have a right to use your jerseys, memorabilia, because you're basically getting paid. You're getting a scholarship that can be worth $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, depending on where you're going to school, and it can mean millions of dollars through your lifetime if you graduate. Okay, once you graduate or once you leave school and once you're no longer on scholarship, I don't think the NCAA should have any right at all to use your image. They've used you, you use them, it's over with. It's like, you know, once you're finished working, they can't keep charging you taxes or something. Again, that's what sort of is happening in the O'Bannon thing. Now, a lot of the players got together, and they all think, I'm talking about the veteran players, the players that have long ended their collegiate careers, like Ed O'Bannon in 95, and the judge was going to have to rule on how much money each individual player was going to get depending on how often their image was used in the games and however the NCAA used their images. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the players dropped that. The players said, we'll work that out later. That's going to take forever. We just want to know if we're basically right or wrong legally in this case. So this is going to expedite it. Because every player, the judge would have had to look down and how much money is he worth? How much money does the NCAA owe him? That's gone right now. So I guess at the end, though, if they win, they'll just split it among all of them. And I think it's very, very brilliant lawyering from the lawyers of Ed O'Bannon and company to move this along. Because now the NCAA obviously is feeling more pressure because they assumed this was going to take forever. It may not take forever now, with the players dropping their individual suits of how much money they think they should get from the NCAA.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty interesting case because I would bet you there are guys out there that are actually excited every time they see their image when March Madness happens. And, you know, I mean, again, I don't know because I haven't talked to them in years, but a couple of kids that I went to high school with, Bill and Bob Jenkins, played on that Valparaiso team. And I don't remember if it's Bill or Bob, but he makes the pass to Drew's kid when he makes that unbelievable shot. And I see that every single time March Madness rolls around. And I would be curious to see what he thinks about that, if he feels exploited or whatnot, if he is part of the suit. Who knows? You know what I mean? I've never actually asked him. And he is a friend of mine, and I do see him every year when March Madness happens. That shot will always be there, and he was the guy who made the pass, or one of the guys. I don't remember if it was Bill or Bob, but one of those two guys made the pass, and you know he's forever a part of March Madness's presentation.
Well, you know, a lot of it might depend on how you're doing nowadays. Last time I checked, Ed O'Bannon, I think, was selling cars in Las Vegas. So he's not getting rich. So maybe some of these players don't care because they've used their scholarships and you know they're making their hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and so they're not going to battle it. They're not going to worry about it. And some of the other players, it's a life changing circumstance. You know, a couple hundred thousand dollars or more than that, depending on what the judge might have ruled. And the judge might rule on June 9. So it's going to still take some time, but I think the lawyering that the O'Bannon side came up with, I think, was brilliant, and it puts a lot of pressure on the NCAA. But I want to say again, everybody says players deserve more money. Everybody says the Johnny Manziels deserve more money. You give Johnny Manziel more money, you've got to give the wrestler more money. You give Johnny Manziel more money, you've got to give the track and field guy more money. You give Johnny Manziel more money, you've got to give the 85th player on the team more money. You can't individualize it where some guys get more than others. Now, there are five strong divisions now in conferences now in collegiate sports, and they're trying to separate themselves from the rest, but they still have to live under the rules of this country, and that would include Title IX, which means there's no way on earth you can pay a quarterback more than you can pay a woman softball player. It's uh-huh. it can never win. It can never hold up. I mean, the that would turn everything upside down. You can agree with Title IX or not agree with Title IX, but it certainly has improved female sports in the 40 years that we've had Title IX. So the point I'm trying to make is, it's easy to say that these conferences will change the rules and they can give their guys more money. Okay, then they have to give the girls more money. Let's see how many of them are willing to do that before it comes to pass.
Yeah, only a couple more minutes in this segment, Fred, and I want to get to a couple other things. Back in the NBA, Donald Sterling would be obviously big here in the sense of I'm hearing that he's agreed to sell his shares and whatnot, and we'll see what becomes of that. And I don't know if I believe there's probably some people already interested in bidding for the Clippers. You may have more knowledge on that. And then I wanted to get your thoughts on Jeff Van Gundy being touted by the Grizzlies. I love Jeff Van Gundy, so I think he absolutely deserves to be a coach in this league. He does a great job of analyzing the games, and I love watching him on TV too, but I loved him as a coach. So first the Donald Sterling situation, and then we'll get to Jeff Van Gundy if we have time, and if not, we'll get to it on the other side.
Well, I think anything that Donald Sterling says or does, you've got a question. So for him basically to say he'll give the team to his wife and then she's going to sell it, maybe his attorney and himself have gotten together and this is a tricky circumstance or something mm-hmm. that's going to even stall this even more. I don't know what his reasoning is, but just based on past history, can you trust him to be on the square? Based on the fact that I don't think he can, everybody's saying he's agreed to sell the team to his wife and then she's going to sell the team. Well, the NBA doesn't want her to have the team. That's one of the arguments that they have, that they don't want her to have it. So this could be a stall tactic. I mean, anything Donald Sterling does, again, both of my brothers are attorneys. I know how slow the legal process works. Donald Sterling knows it better than anybody. I mean, he has been in hundreds of lawsuits. He's won some, he's lost some, but he doesn't give up. 80 years of age or no 80 years of age, prostate cancer or no prostate cancer, I don't trust him. And so anything he says or does, look for the next thing to fall in the next few days. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I mean, the NBA is already against it. So there's got to be a reason that Sterling is for it. It would seem the NBA would jump on this, but there's a trick here, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, maybe you may be right. You're a little bit closer to the situation, and you never know. I'm kind of curious about two more things before we get out of here, so I'm going to throw them to you now. Think about them during the break. I want to know what you think about Mark Cuban's comments, how you feel about those. And then also, like I said, Jeff Van Gundy being touted by those Memphis Grizzlies. Keep it close. One final segment. He's Fred Wallen in L.A. Dorfman coming to you from a beautiful spot here in Florida. So let the cat out of the bag a little bit. But keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in LA. And that's usually a spot where a ton of things are going on, whether it's Donald Sterling, the Los Angeles Lakers, the LA Dodgers, the LA Kings, you name it. A big spot for things to happen in the sports world. Unlike where I am usually. Arizona, man, it can be a real downer to be living there. Those teams are brutal at times. And even when they're good, they're not good enough to make the playoffs because they play in the same division as the San Francisco 49ers and Seattle Seahawks. So it's tough being an Arizona guy. But a couple things I threw out there to you, Fred, before the break, and we've only got a minute or so. And as always, man, appreciate you taking time out. John Poulter as well, our professor of sports this hour. What do you make of Mark Cuban's comments, and how do you feel about Jeff Van Gundy being touted? Like I said before, I think he's a great coach, so I'm not surprised.
Well, Jeff Van Gundy, the last few years, has been doing national television. I don't know if he'd like to coach in a small community. And if we're talking Memphis, if we're talking that circumstance, after basically being in New York and Los Angeles, you know, as far as the television
sure.
situation is concerned. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's in his head. I mean, a lot of these guys want to go back to coaching, but they're looking for, I think, maybe a bigger market, a major market. I just think I sense that. I don't know what his family thinks. I don't know what he thinks. But I know somebody who's been on ESPN and done a very good job the last few years, and, of course, you know, with the Knicks and before, I just think that he's looking for a major market. So I'd be surprised if you went to a smaller market.
It's an interesting way to look at it. I never even thought about it. I just figured, look, pretty good basketball team. He's been out of coaching for a while. Good opportunity to get back into it. I don't know. There's a lot of pluses, but never thought about the lack of maybe a community for him. Hey, Fred, as always, man, appreciate your time. Have a great
Sunday. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Sounds great. For Fred Wallen, for John Poulter and Scott on the other side making it all possible. I am the DORF man. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.